WWE.com today.
And he said, Barack Obama, the president, calling Gitmo a misguided experiment, and he talks about what he's going to do about it. In the meantime, the former VP thinks this administration is going to get us all killed. Well, I'm exaggerating slightly, but I'll fill in the blanks for you. Also, New York City, the homegrown threats, the terror plot that we talked about in our last show that was thwarted thanks to a year investigation by the FBI. We have more new insider details on that story as well. Trust me, we're going to lighten the load a little bit later in the show as we're heading into Memorial Day weekend. There's some movies out. We'll talk about that, obviously. Birthdays this day in history. But a very, very sad story. And here's where we start. When I actually got a note from my friend Peter St. Cyr, who's going to join us in just a second. Terrific reporter, KOB. And we've had him on before. We had him on from the Democratic National Convention. Does fabulous work. A sad story to hear about early in the day, and a lot of you may know this story. The story out of New Mexico about the mother who smothered a buried boy twice. Albuquerque police are saying that the woman didn't really have any history. A shoplifting charge, I believe, but that was it. Anyway, here's what the official said earlier in the day.
She had second thoughts about what she did. She performed CPR on her son. Brought him back to life, and then decided to go forward with the original act that she had started to commit, and a second time placed her hand over Ty's mouth and nose and suffocated.
All right, Pete St. Cyr joins us now. Pete, I got that note from you earlier in the day. You were talking about being on Nancy Grace maybe in the next day or two to talk about this, because this is right up Nancy Grace's alley. Of course, she's always goes after the bad guys when it comes to kids. What happened here? Because that doesn't really tell us the details. It's really a really sad, tragic story.
And it's taking a big emotional toll on the community here. A gut-wrenching tragedy for sure. A 23-year-old mother from Zia Pueblo admitted this morning to killing her 3.5-year-old son, Kate. Tiffany Toribio was picked up by police late last night, and by 5 this morning, police had booked her into the county jail on an open count of murder and 5 other charges. We've learned that she told police that she wanted to save her son from a life without love. Now, last Wednesday, the local park, she decided to kill him. And the soundbite that you just played says that she suffocated him not only once, but twice. After reviving him from CPR, she continued to do the dastardly deed. After moving him to a playground gym equipment, she suffocated him and then buried him like a toy in the sand. Later, on Friday, another mother and her 2 kids discovered the young boy's shoe sticking out of the sand. They quickly noticed it was connected to Tyrus Toribio's body. Police swarmed the area and then spent 6 days searching for the boy's killer, who turned out to be his own mother. You know, often we look at when we were young, when we're in danger or facing pain, we screamed for our mothers. In this case, it was his mother's hands that were harming him. Police got a big break, though, in the case after the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children released a composite sketch of the child. Friends and family began calling police with tips. Then late last night, police caught up with Toribio in downtown Albuquerque. After several hours of interrogation, she confessed to the crime. Kate, after being booked in jail, Toribio apparently attempted suicide. She's now been segregated and is on suicide watch.
Wow.
We spent hours following the investigation and talking to people who lived near the park. They told us the boy liked playing on the gym equipment at the park, but always had sad eyes and would often follow far behind his mother.
Wow. And, of course, the question is the one that everybody's asking is why?
Well, it appears that this young lady liked partying. We found a MySpace page that she had created where she, like many other women, wrote she loved hard-bodied men. Mm-hmm. And apparently neighbors in the last apartment that she lived at, which was only 2 blocks away from the park where the boy was found, said that they would hear loud music lots of fights and noise. And as a matter of fact, one of the men who lived in the apartment told investigators Toribio deprived her son of food and ignored his basic needs. According to a criminal complaint, police received a tip on Wednesday from a woman who reported seeing the boy on Mother's Day and that they had been playing at the park. And following that tip, police met up with two men and identified the young boy as Tyrus Toribio.
And no father in the picture?
We have not been able to locate the father. We called several Toribios that live in San Ysidro, which is near the Vizia Pueblo. And after identifying ourselves from a news station, the parties hung up the phone. So we have not been able to find out who the father is, and police have not revealed any information on who that might be.
Pete, you know, judging by and as somebody who lived in Albuquerque and the people are so close-knit and you get in a community and people really reach out to other people, I felt that way when I lived there. And you said that it's just shocking and it's taken a toll certainly on the people there. I'm assuming there'd be some kind of memorial service. And, of course, there is an aunt in this, I guess, that's preparing the funeral service. And I bet you that's going to be jammed.
You know, originally when the boy was unidentified, some of the neighbors near the park had started a fund at a local bank. They collected $4,100 for baby boy Angel, who was, you know, the name that they'd been using for the child until he was identified. And one of the local funeral homes, French's Funeral Services, had offered to pay for a burial. But in Native American tradition, I'm sure that the tribal body out at Zia Pueblo wants this boy back for a proper traditional burial.
Well, and no other kids. This woman doesn't have any that you know of?
That has not been revealed, no.
Mm, boy, just so sad. Tyrus Toribio, thank you so much for coming on the show again. Really, really tough. I'm sure there are going to be more things that will follow as a result of this, don't you think?
Well, yeah. She's being held in jail on a $250,000 cash-only bail, and her arraignment is now set for Friday.
Mm, boy, terrible stuff. Pete,
here's
thanks.
Some bad news that yeah, we also learned this evening after we returned home. I got a call from a foster parent who has been involved in the system, and he said that New Mexico has some very lax child abuse laws, and that if she's charged with child abuse that leads to death or murder, that the most that she could face, if convicted, is 18 years. And as you know, with good time behavior, she could be out in 9 years.
Mm. Wow, and that's just that's terrible. Maybe this will change some of the laws then, I guess, in New Mexico. I didn't realize that about the child abuse. Wow.
Well, it's only been a couple of years since they've actually doubled the penalty. The penalty used to be simply 9 years.
Mm, boy, terrible. Pete, thanks. We appreciate your time.
Kate, it's always a pleasure being on your show.
Yeah, Pete St. Cyr, he's always on top of things, and this is a very sad story. Tyrus Toribio, again, just a young boy, and to have that happen at the hands of his mother, oof, awful stuff. All right, we're going to turn the page coming up a little bit later in the show. Remember the movie Almost Famous? We're going to introduce you to a band that we had on the show. Maybe it was about a year, maybe a little bit longer, and boy, have they really blossomed since then, called Shoddy. Coming up next, we're going to let you hear what Obama had to say and Cheney had to say. Ooh, it's a real opposite deal here, and of course it is. That's next on ATN.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, hard to regroup after that story, huh? So awful. What makes somebody do that at such a young age? Tyrus Terrivio have his life snuffed out that way. And, you know, you got to think about it, a kid and how they look up to their mother and how they need their mother. How awful is that story? Coming up, of course, Memorial Day weekend, a lot of people will be on the road. AAA says it's one of the busiest days, and the anticipation is a lot of people still will be visiting and doing one of those short jaunts where you have a long weekend taking that Monday off. But gas prices have gone up. Have you noticed? What are you paying at the pump? Two and change, probably almost anywhere, $2.15, $2.20, $2.30. Geez, it depends. In Chicago, you're paying close to $2.50, and of course on the West Coast, same thing, and in Manhattan, it's pretty high as well, but you know what they do? In Manhattan, they just drive over to Jersey, because Jersey has some of the cheaper gas. So, okay, they have to figure out, is it worth it for me to drive to Jersey, or should I just fill up here? And it's crazy how in certain towns, you can tell that the New Yorkers are coming over, well, one, by the license plates, but two, because when gas starts to go up, you'll notice there'll be more traffic and there'll be more of those New York plates. Obama tried to steal the show in the morning, of course, in Washington, D.C. When I say steal the show, because he had to kind of regroup on the whole Gitmo thing and the terrorism debate. This is what's been going on for the past 3.5, almost 4 weeks. So Obama decided he would explain his position about why to shut down Gitmo, why did he need the funds, because, of course, Congress turned off the tap, including the Democrats, who said no, they wanted a plan. So I guess this was an effort to lay out a plan. And then, of course, Dick Cheney, who lately has been popping up everywhere, the former VP, had his thoughts on national security. You could almost say that they sparred in the air toward each other because they weren't going on, you know, they weren't debating each other. But it was interesting to hear both of them, the yin and the yang of the situation. So I thought that we would set that up and let you hear that. Take a listen.
I know some have argued that brutal methods like waterboarding were necessary to keep us safe. I could not disagree more. As Commander-in-Chief, I see the intelligence. I bear the responsibility for keeping this country safe. And I categorically reject the assertion that these are the most effective means of interrogation. Instead of serving as a tool to counter terrorism, Guantanamo became a symbol that helped al-Qaeda recruit terrorists to its cause. Indeed, the existence of Guantanamo likely created more terrorists around the world than it ever detained. We are not going to release anyone if it would endanger our national security. Nor will we release detainees within the United States who endanger the American people. Where demanded by justice and national security, we will seek to transfer some detainees to the same type of facilities in which we hold all manner of dangerous and violent criminals within our borders, namely highly secure prisons that ensure the public safety. Rather than keeping us safer, the prison at Guantanamo has weakened American national security. It is a rallying cry for our enemies. It sets back the willingness of our allies to work with us in fighting an enemy that operates in scores of countries. By any measure, the cost of keeping it open far exceed the complications involved in closing it.
All right, and there, of course, was the president's take, and you heard what he said about the cost of the versus moving on and also housing the detainees and et cetera, A through Z reasons why Guantanamo doesn't work. And as I said, Dick Cheney had a completely different take, and here's what he had to say.
In top secret meetings about enhanced interrogations, I made my own beliefs clear. I was and remain a strong proponent of our enhanced interrogation program. The interrogations were used on hardened terrorists after other efforts had failed. They were legal, essential, justified, successful, and the right thing to do. The intelligence officers who questioned the terrorists can be proud of their work, proud of the results, because they prevented the violent death of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of people. Even before the interrogation program began and throughout its operation, it was closely reviewed to ensure that every method used was in full compliance with the Constitution, with our statutes and treaty obligations. On numerous occasions, leading members of Congress, including the current Speaker of the House, were briefed on the program and on the methods. Yet for all these exacting efforts to do a hard and necessary job and to do it right, we hear from some quarters nothing but feigned outrage based on a false narrative.
All right, so again, that was the counterpunch really to what Obama was saying. And this is what we've been hearing all along. So the bottom line is, and we talked about this last night, Gitmo, to close it or not, would you rather see the detainees stay right where they are, and how the Democrats and the Republicans voted with that bipartisan vote the other day to keep things as is, but for different reasons. Like I said, the Democrats wanted a plan, and the Republicans don't want anything to do with the detainees coming to the United States and being put into any of our prisons, whether it's scattered around in a maximum or the supermax prison, or, you know, ultimately whatever it is. And America has a big voice in this. I got a ton of emails. In fact, I had to delete some emails, old emails, to make room in the inbox because it was running out. You know, I have like a little chart. It shows you how much you have left. And naturally, it was just a teeny, teeny bit, so I had to delete some old emails. You can always chime in on this show by shooting me an email at americatonight.net. A couple of other things to tell you about, including, oh, yeah, the swine flu. The swine flu doesn't take a break for the holidays, and the swine flu is actually now at this point into double digits, and we've been tracking it. We've had doctors on. You know how I feel about this whole thing. One second we're told, don't worry, we're not going to hit that six, everything's okay. And before you know it, then we keep hearing about these increasing numbers. Now, the swine flu has actually made more than 11,000 people sick in 41 countries and actually killed 85. But what you have to break it down to, and that's what the CDC, I guess that would be some of their point of views, is the fact that you have to think how many people die from flu, just flu, let alone the swine flu. And it's so much higher than this swine flu. And certainly not to say that somebody who dies from the swine flu is not as, it's not the same thing as somebody dies from the regular case of the flu, other than to compare and say thousands of people die each year. But anytime you hear about this, it's awful. The teenager, of course, who had complications from the flu in Arizona, you know, obviously awful. The assistant principal in New York, 55. Everybody loved him, came down with the swine flu, caught the swine flu. He died. And, you know, there's a lot of stories with this flu. It's not just faceless people. In Mexico, they had 75 deaths, the U.S. 10, one in Canada, and Costa Rica as well. So as far as school closings, they're closing a lot of schools in New York. Two more city public schools closed because of the swine flu. So if my calculations are right, it's like 23 schools that have closed. Now, there are a couple of others across the country, too. In New Jersey, one closed. In Reno, Nevada, one closed. Four in Wisconsin. But what they all have a link to is that somebody had the swine flu. Someone had caught the virus, and it was up to the district, it was up to the schools to decide whether or not they were going to stay open or whether or not that was enough to shut them down. Not necessarily big numbers, but just even a couple of people getting the flu was enough to close it down. So we're starting to see some of those numbers, certainly we're starting to see them increase a little bit. Also coming up on this show, we're going to go global. Netanyahu saying all Jerusalem is going to remain Israeli. I don't think that surprises anybody. And what's going on in Pakistan? Also, Hezbollah growing in a couple of areas in the Middle East, certainly leading to some tense moments for some of the Arabs living there. And also, Joe Biden is on the road. Joe Biden. Do they give him instructions when he leaves? They say, here are the 10 things not to say. Anyway, he was treated like a rock star when he was welcomed into Kosovo. Speaking of rock stars, that's coming up next here on America Tonight. You know, the ratings for the last American Idol, the finale, were pretty low, the lowest that they've had. Are people weary of American Idol? Certainly nobody's tired of bands and hearing about breakout bands. Next, we're going to talk to one of the members of Shoddy and also the band manager here on America Tonight.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
Maybe you will find the unknown. At least within me, you'll find a home. Wondering why you're alone. I think you're silly. I think you're prone. Let's get away for a while. Not today, maybe sometime later. Maybe after work, let's sing along. Cause every single song.
I love the lyrics on this. Not today, after work. This is one of the songs by Shoddy that you're going to hear during this segment. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Do you like how that changes? I bet seeing this live would be sweet. I am so infatuated with bands, and I don't know why. I'm like a patron of watching bands and going to see live music, but I do not have a musical bone in my body. Maybe it's just a fantasy we all have, but living the dream. We've got one of the members of Shoddy with us and also the band manager. So Guy Keltner joins us. He is the guitarist for Shoddy. Also Robin Fairbanks. She's the band manager for the group. We talked to the band over, I want to say it was over a year ago, and boy, have things really moved along for them. I think they're going to be huge, and I just hope that I get tickets one day to see the big show when they're playing some of these big venues. Guy, are you going to leave me some tickets at the window if that happens?
Absolutely. How you doing, Kate?
I'm doing good. You guys have really, really put yourself out there, I'll say, that I know that people are starting to hear your music in other places, and you have a new EP called Ah, Here We Go. How'd you come up with that title? I love that, by the way. Ah, Here We Go.
That's one of the lines in Not Today After Work.
Actually, and it's perfect.
There's a really, really great line where Fest is like, Ah, Here We Go. Really high-pitched.
We talked about this before, but how long has Shoddy been? You know, and I know people, you'll have a band member here or there that'll change, but how long has the core of Shoddy been together?
The core?
The core guys.
I don't really know. There's really, I guess the core, that's a tough question. Pat started Shoddy like 5 years ago. I've been in it for four, so if we're the core, that's 4 years. But I'd really say Garrett and Miles kind of round things out. And so they've been in it for 2 years or so. Yeah.
Right. And that's part of when you play in a band, when you start a band, that's part of what you do. You have to find your sound, right?
Yeah, it took us a while. It took us a while to find members that really, really work. We need people that'll show up every day and are willing to invest all of their time and money into doing this.
It's not cheap,
and we don't get a lot back.
Yeah, it's not cheap. Now, when you say that are willing to work, what is it like? Because people see American Idol, and of course you're talking about singers there, or a lot of people fantasize about being in a band, or they're in a pickup band or whatever. But when you truly, really have the dream and you're trying to push it, when you talk about work, how many hours a week do you have to practice and all that sort of stuff?
We get together every day, and I think we play for a solid, 2 hours or so on a given day. That's about the hours. So that's 10 hours a week, 10 to 15 hours a week just playing. And then there's all the other stuff, which makes up a lot of it. We got to do all our own promotion, creating flyers, handing them out, getting gigs, maintaining our equipment, writing new music. There's plenty of work that goes along with it that takes up every waking hour we have the free time.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Makes it tough for girlfriends, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't know. Pat's doing okay with his girlfriend. I've had my share of failed relationships over it.
That's okay. You're young. Hey, the good thing is that you have a band manager. A lot of people don't have somebody hustling for them, and I think that makes a difference. We've seen that. You read it in the books. You read it in Rolling Stone magazine and any of the other musical stuff that's out there when you talk to people. How did you hook up, and we're going to bring her in a second, how did you hook up with Robin Fairbanks?
You know, Robin hooked up with us. She saw us at a gig that her son used to be in a band,
mm-hmm.
and he was also in Shoddy for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was playing in another band with us at a show a couple years ago, and he saw us at the gig and just, I guess, fell in love with Shoddy. And, at first it was just offering us a show or two, and then it turned into, a full-on relationship. And we've been with her ever since.
Wow. How would you describe Robin? Is she kind of like the is she kind of like the cool chick? Is she like the den mother? Is she a combination of all those things?
I'd relate her more to an aunt. you got the crazy aunt that comes in and gets your, hey, got you a show here, and hey, here's what we're doing this week. It's the fun aunt that you have.
I like that, though.
All the time. Yeah, it's like there's some motherly aspects, but that's what, aunts have those, and there's some friendly aspects, and the aunts have those. It's more, it goes beyond friend or motherly or family-ish. It's a different kind of relationship. It's a business relationship, but, there's also friendship involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so without further ado, here is the band manager, Robin Fairbanks, the crazy aunt. Hey, crazy aunt, how are you?
I think that's the first time I've ever been called a crazy aunt, but...
I like the reference, though. It was good.
Well, the crazy part I can definitely agree with.
So for you, this is a gamble for you. You're putting a lot into this. What drew you to, obviously you liked them and you saw the potential, but
mm-hmm.
what keeps you in this game when, let's face it, I don't know if Guy realizes this or not, but a lot of people wouldn't do this. A lot of people, they just wouldn't put I don't think they would put all their emotion and sweat equity and all that other sort of stuff into it. What draws you to this and to them?
I really think, first of all, you're kind of born into this industry, and it's just a passion that you have. And I think band managers find their artists. It's not the other way around. And I always tell the artists that you have to find somebody that totally believes in you, who will lay down the line, lay down their own life, put their own life aside for them. And so they usually find, I think, the artist. I totally believe in this band. I saw the potential 2 years ago, and I had managed bands in the 70s and had been out of it for a while until I found them. And I totally believe in their sound. I think they have something unique, and I'm all in. My passion is to make sure that I get these guys to the right people, and that I'm trying to break them nationally. And that's a 24/7 job that I have committed myself to, and I am not going to back down until I've achieved that goal.
Yeah, tell us about some of the highlights. They, like Sound Off 2008 in the Battle of the Bands, they did get a I think what would be called a high honor, because weren't they voted audience response winner? That, to me, that says something, because it means this is a band that you have to go and see them, and when you see them, you get it, right?
Absolutely, yeah. It was huge that night. We had a huge response from the audience, so of course we were very happy with that. The band didn't win, but it was very motivating and very life-changing from that moment on. By not winning, actually, as much as we wanted to win, might have been more life-changing than had we won. It changed the direction of the band from that moment.
Yeah. Guy, how would you describe Shoddy's music?
a lot of bands get asked that, and a lot of them have answers. I don't really know how to. I'd say rock is the safest thing to go with. Pop is, goes in there, but I mean, we got a little bit of everything in us.
Yeah, well, we can hear that in that song, Not Today After Work. You could hear the changes in that song, and that's
I mean, it kind of goes from ballad, and then suddenly there's a crazy drum fill and bust into overdrive. You know, got a little punk rock in there.
Right.
And that, I don't know, like our sound. I think we just kind of play what we like to play and what people like to hear, and so we just try to have fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, people, if they're listening and they're curious too, they can go to myspace.com/shoddy. You also have another website, The Soldiers of Love. It's myspace.com, The Soldiers of Love. Robin, what's that about?
Well, The Soldiers of Love is kind of a creed that the band lives by, and it's basically trying to teach teens to kind of love themselves and love other people. And the street team that follow the band, the fans, are called The Soldiers of Love.
Those are our people. Those are who we identify with.
Mm-hmm. Right. I get that. What's coming up for you? I know you have a couple of good. Well, like last year, didn't Paul Allen choose you? You were chosen by Paul Allen's. Experience Music Project, which is pretty flattering, I would say. Right.
Well, Experience Music Project is a thing that Paul Allen started out in Seattle. It's a big rock museum, memorabilia place, and they have a giant stage area called the Sky Church. And we did a show there called After Hours, and they kind of open up the museum for all ages and stuff and do a big dance party, and we were one of the bands that played at that.
Very cool. What does the band have coming up, Robin, this summer?
This summer they're on a number of festival stages here in Seattle, and also they were just chosen by the Seattle Art Institute as their summer music project, where they're going to be designing fashion for them, merchandising, doing a video. So we're really excited about that.
Oh, that's going to be great.
It sounds like it. So now, Shoddy, if somebody wants to hear some of Shoddy's music and get some of it, where do they need to go?
iTunes, Rhapsody, Napster, anywhere. I think you can find us on all the major sites.
All right.
And I think you'll be able to buy the EP on Amazon soon, too.
Great. So go to Amazon, everybody listening. We want to have time to let everybody hear another cut, Inside Out. Hey, good luck, Guy, and certainly good luck,
Robin.
Thank you very much, Kate. And I really mean that, Guy. I'm expecting tickets someday.
We will have tickets someday. We will be playing.
I think we should have you introduce them someday live on a big stage.
Oh, I'd love that.
All right, you got it. I'm totally in. I'm totally committed to the band as well. I'm with the band. That's what I want to say. I'm with the band.
We'll get you a nice shirt.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. We're going to leave you with this next cut, and it's called, ready for this, Inside Out. You make me feel like a man.
Concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and, worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, seed vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Even through the first hour, but typical of this show, we've talked about some sad stories like the New Mexico mother who killed her son on the playground. They found his shoes, some kids playing, and then ultimately found his body. Very, very sad. Also, Obama's Gitmo plan and the reaction, of course, to that. Your reaction to that, we're going to talk about it in a second. And then, as well, a couple of other quick things to mention. The Senate passing the $91.3 billion, B, with a big capital fat B, billion-dollar war funding bill for Afghanistan. And of course, that's the tip of the iceberg. That's the thing. You add up how much money has been spent in the Middle East, and it is mind-boggling, isn't it? Also, we're going to do the birthday thing heading into a long holiday week because a lot of people have some extra days off with Memorial Day, and hopefully you'll be spending it with family. That would be fun. I got to tell you about one of my misadventures on the day. Can anybody relate to this? Is anybody out there doing the social networking thing, even just a little bit, where they're on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever? We've had Greg Stebbin on. In fact, we had him on this week to talk about something else, to talk about a new search engine site. But Greg has talked about this before, how to be careful about viruses and all that sort of stuff. Well, I woke up and I went to my computer looking for some notes for some people actually in Washington to see what was happening with the Obama thing. And lo and behold, I had my inbox, my personal inbox was just full of all these emails. So I knew, something's up, something's wrong, what happened? And it turns out that my Facebook, everybody on my Facebook was sent a message for me that I did not send. So I was hacked into. And the message made no sense. It was like a check.as.ca or something. It made no sense, but obviously somebody had hacked into my system. So I had to change the password. And, you know, please, I have to go in and I have to reconfigure all these things. It was a crazy nightmare. It took me hours, and I felt so awful. I just put out a note and said, don't hit this. It's not for me. And other people were saying, this can't be from her. This isn't from Kate, whatever. But it was scary. And now I know when people have been hacked into just on their regular email, et cetera, what that's like. The audience, I don't think, really like that very much. What kind of idiot hacks into my Facebook? I'm just, you know. Do I hear any boos? There they are. Yeah, sometimes we have to spill coffee on them to get them to react. But they do. Yes, it was scary. It was scary because I didn't want all these people to, one, hit the link and screw them up and give them some sort of virus, because who knew what it would lead to, and it didn't, I guess, do that. But then, of course, I had so many people hitting me up saying, what did you want me to look at? I don't understand. Did you not finish the sentence? And it's like, oh, it was awful. Has that ever happened to you, Matt, on just even a straight-up email? Have you ever been hacked into?
No, I don't think I've been hacked into that way before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, usually kind of careful about the emails I open and things like that. But it wasn't, I guess this wasn't something you received, though, was it?
No, it was somebody that must have got into my system.
And then emailed everyone that you knew.
Yes, they got into my Facebook, and they emailed everybody I knew. And especially Facebook, how brutal is that? Because my Facebook, there's like 525 people, and most of them are people in the talk business or, you know, in related media fields, etc. And so I can imagine when they got that, some of them are like, what is this about?
Did you have a lot of people defriending you then afterwards?
You know what? I thought that was going to happen. You know what? I really thought that was going to happen. I'm sure this is fascinating for everybody listening, but there's a reason why we're talking about this. I thought that was going to happen, so I thought, oh, this is bad. I feel awful about this, and it has nothing to do with me other than somehow somebody slipped in. It must have been somebody that I clicked, but I'm careful about who I click on Facebook. And nobody ditched me. Isn't that shocking? Nobody ditched me.
Well, you got a lot of love then, I guess.
that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, oh, everybody's bailing off of this boat. Oh, they are heading to shore, definitely. I'm like a Somalia pirate. I'm boarding the ship and everybody's running for cover. It was just brutal. And so somebody did send to me, somebody sent me a note and said, change your password right now. Kate, change your password right now and jump on that and you can click that thread off. And that's what I did. Because, of course, I've never had that happen to me. So crazy, isn't it? Hey, I mentioned this when we were going to, and this is worth a quick follow-up here. I mentioned this when we were going to talk to Shoddy, the whole idea of being in a band. And I guarantee there's people listening to me. I don't care if you're 75 years old, you listened to live music at some point in your life, or you picked up a guitar, you played the piano, you, you know, had a brush with the drums, whatever it is, or you were like me and just weren't musically inclined. I've been to tons of live music venues, some of the best, I think, in the country. And I love live music. I just don't have that gift. I did play a little piano, but I wasn't very good. Chopsticks, absolutely. But beyond that, forget about it. And I did mention this, that the Idol finale ratings were the lowest since 2004. But it's interesting, when you say the lowest since 2004, the average episode, basically 26.3 million twice a week. Still, I mean, that's still incredibly high, especially when you look at everything else that's out there. But it's compared to 2006, they had 30.8 million. So there's obviously a slight difference there. And I don't watch American Idol, but if you watch any television and you see the promos, they give it away. You just know, okay, they have people that come on and they're atrocious and they kind of are making fun of them. And then they have people that are good or whatever. So the guy who won was this Chris Allen, and he beat this more glamorous kind of rocker guy who was dressed in leather a ton from the little clips that I could see, Adam Lambert, but enough that people are still watching. So even though they're down, you still have the population enthralled with the show that's been around for a pretty long time. I mean, how long do these shows run until they're run into the ground? It's kind of like in a different way. Remember when Millionaire came out? I was doing sports, and I can remember being at spring training, and it was new and exciting, and people were talking about it, and Regis Philbin was hosting it, and the catch lines from that show, you know, is that your final answer? I mean, everybody was saying it. It was almost, you knew that was, it was, you were going to get sick of hearing that line. And they burnt that, they rode that horse so hard into the ground. They had so many Millionaire shows that it just burned out. It was too much, even with reinventing things and playing, you know, throwing in some twists and stuff. It was too much. So maybe there's a point where Idol gets run into the ground. But with ratings still, even though they're low, lower than what they were, if you're anybody on the talent side of Fox, you know, if you're anybody with Fox, you have to feel pretty good about where it is still, because you're still kicking the rear end of everything out there. So somebody's still watching it, even though they've had a fall off in the last 2 years. You know, video games, the internet, there's other things that pull at kids, because it's a lot of kids that watch it. But when you have 100 million votes, almost, that were cast by text and telephone this year, that's a record. So fans were choosing between this Allen and Lambert in the finale. People are still voting. People obviously are still paying attention. Do you watch Idol, Matt, at all?
I watched the first season, like a couple episodes here and there, and I really haven't watched it since. I can't stand American Idol, to be honest with you.
That's the same with me.
I think it's one of the downfalls of America, is American Idol.
And what's so funny is you have more people texting and, you know, calling in on these votes and watching this thing than anything else in the country, because not even that many people vote. 100 million votes. It's crazy.
Didn't they say something about like three times as many people have voted for American Idol than the presidential election or something like that?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is. It's crazy to think about that. Here you're talking about, we live in a free country, and you get that chance to pick somebody. You get a chance to listen to what the politicians are saying. And granted, you might get frustrated, but you can vote for somebody, but you don't even vote in the presidential elections. Yet a lot of those same people would religiously vote in American Idol week after week. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Hey, you can send me your thoughts day or night. Shoot them to americatonight.net.